The Osgood File, November 20th, 2007. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A new study of brain scans shows that people with a history of migraine headaches, the chronic, recurring, often intense pounding and throbbing, commonly accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and heightened sensitivity to light and sound, have structural differences in their brains, notably in a thickening of the cortex area that processes pain and other sensory information from the body. What they still don't know is whether this thickening is the cause of the migraines or is caused by the migraines. Could be either. The new study reported in the journal Neurology was headed by Dr. Nushin Hajikhani of Massachusetts General Hospital. She and her colleagues discovered that the somatosensory cortex, which detects sensations of pain, touch, and temperature in various parts of the body, was 21% thicker in people who get migraine headaches than in people who don't. Women are three times more likely to have migraines than men, and many people who get them have a family history of migraines. But at the moment, there is no drug to prevent migraines. Dr. Hajikhani says the more we understand about the pathology of migraine, the better we'll be able to design drugs that work for prevention as well as treatment. Doctors will now be looking to see if people who have a lot of migraines have more thickening of the cortex than those who have them less frequently. That would suggest it's an effect of the migraines rather than the cause. Researchers have previously noticed differences in cortex thickness in people with multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, and autism as well. We have a lot to learn, says Dr. Hajikhani. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood, on theosgoodfile.com.